Lamer Gamers, this is Lamer Travis for the Lamer Gamers Podcast. Unfortunately, Rowdy 5000 is not here today because his job as a medic is still causing him to work a crazy amount of hours, but we'll try to get him in on the next episode. Also, if you haven't noticed, we've been gone for a little while. If you don't follow Twitter, you don't know what's been up, so I apparently hurt what I thought was my back, but it ended up being a strange group of muscles I've never actually really known about called the iliopsoas muscles. They are basically connected from your hip to your back, through your glute, all sorts of places you don't want them to be, and they are responsible for walking. So I was bedridden for a couple weeks until they figured out what was going on, and I'm in physical therapy. Yeah, but currently, I am able to sit up in a chair and kind of be a normal person again, so we take the name Lamer very seriously on this podcast. Actually, if you don't know, that's where we kind of came up with the name, is because we both have bad backs. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. In today's episode, I'm going to do an E3 Roundup rumor to get you ready for the upcoming Electronics Entertainment Expo. I'll go through the list of presentations in chronological order, letting you know what rumors are flying around. I'll also try to swat some of those with the proverbial electric fly swatter known as the internet. Since many rumors have actually been debunked, supposedly, I don't know what to believe, honestly. Then, we'll end the episode with a special bonus points where we reached out to a bunch of lamers on Twitter asking for what secrets they know will 100% happen during E3 this year. Now, before I start the rumors episode, I do have to read this disclaimer handed to me from our attorney. Lamer Gamers Podcast is in no way responsible for the accuracy and legitimacy of these rumors. They're also not responsible for any monetary losses that may happen because you place bets on these totally 100% legit, accurate rumors that will totally, most likely, and probably not come true. The Lamer Gamers are also not responsible for potential excitement you may feel when secrets are revealed from long-held desires of games like Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo have refused to release for decades, even with your frothing enthusiasm and countless emails to Reggie that have gone unanswered, leaving you a cold husk of your former self as you prepare your next ritualistic sacrifice trying to get Mother 3 to be released in America. Sharing the show with lamers you know may bring your friends episodes of random bouts of laughter, sitting in your car waiting for the episode to end, and states of euphoria as you listen to Rowdy 5000 Lamer Travis banter about gaming news, views, and reviews every other week on your favorite podcasting platform. The Lamer Gamers will also not be responsible for any 5-year, 100-year hurricanes, bringing 5 feet of rain to your house, plant explosions while playing Dragon Quest XI after a 10-hour shift at the emergency clinic, another 500-year hurricane that forces you to evacuate and live in a pool house infested with spiders that bite you in awe of playing Mario plus Rabbids Battle Kingdom, and we are definitely not responsible for snakes in your dishwasher. Whew. By the way, that was not sped up. All this and more coming up on the Lamer Gamers Podcast. Cue the music, Rowdy. Now, before I press the start button on the rumors, if you like what we're doing, don't forget to press up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start, then like and subscribe on your current podcasting provider. Also, check out at LamerGamersCast on Twitter and share the show with a lamer you know.
It's time for the Lamer Gamers News Roundup, brought to you by ParallaxMedia.1.
All right, guys, so we're not going to start officially with the E3 rumors just yet, and I know it said news roundup, unless I actually had time to go back and edit that, but what is gaming news nowadays other than a bunch of people making up stuff on Twitter and Reddit, so we're right in there with everybody else. Now, let's start off with who will not be there. So first up, we are not going to have Sony. If you are expecting PlayStation news, too bad. You're going to have to wait until the next Sony State of Play to get that goodness. So we won't be going over any of that. Also, I always mess up the name on this. Konami. Either way, they're not going to be there, however you pronounce it. All right, guys, let's get started. First up on the E3 schedule. So this is going to be on June 9th. Now, some of this stuff is kind of like pre-game. This is really kind of pre-game. It's before E3. But we're going to include it in there, right? First up, the Battlefield 6 reveal is happening on June 9th at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. CEST. I'm not sure what CEST is. Anyway, if you know what it is, tell me on Twitter. Okay, according to the lead of FXA Studio, Anton Lovinov on Twitter says, Battlefield 6 is not what fans of the series would like it to be, but it plays well. Now, this is translated from Russian. So take that. I think that was like 4 months ago. But also on May 28th, according to Tom Henderson, who apparently leaked accurate information about Call of Duty games in the past, you know, things like it's going to be about war and have a new number. Anyway, Tom Henderson says it's going to be near future settings. It's going to take place after Battlefield 4, and it will be the next world war between USA and Russia. Also, which should be interesting coming from a Russian developer, we'll see 128 players in the multiplayer, and you are apparently an elite unit hired by these superpowers. Player classes get unique perks, you know, stuff like that. So, if you're a big Battlefield player, you might start, according to Tom Henderson, he puts IMO. So I guess it means that he doesn't really know this. But if you don't have a current gen console or a high-end PC, you might start saving for it. So they're going to be a different game on past gen consoles. I'm wondering if they can't do the 128 players. Now, I've played Battlefield 1. I think they did that renumbering thing for a while, right? Kind of like how the Xbox 360 went to the 1, then went to the Series. Anyway, they've done like 64 people in the past on the Xbox One and stuff. So we'll see how this 128 comes off. Next up on the list. So E3 really has a lot to thank from this dude. Jeff Keighley. He spells it super fancy. He's the super fanciest Jeff. G-E-O-F-F. Is doing the Summer Game Fest kickoff live. June 10th, and it's going to go throughout E3. And a lot of these announcements are going through Summer Game Fest E3 kind of thing. Honestly, this is the guy that does the video game awards every year that have progressively gotten better. I mean, I used to go watch with people on Discord, like just trying to see how much cringe we could deal with before we got tired of it. And it's gotten better. All right. So you can start watching the Summer Game Fest kickoff live June 10th, 11 a.m. Pacific time to 2 p.m. Eastern time is when it starts. And it's going to have a performance by Weezer. You'll be able to watch for free on all major live stream platforms, including Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Now, starting up on the first, gaming company on our list in the actual E3 things, because the E3, I believe, starts on the 11th. We'll have Coke Primetime gaming stream, and it's going to start at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time. Now, if you don't know who Coke Media is, it's a German-Austrian-based European-like powerhouse publisher. They're also part of the Embracer Group now. And their franchises include Saints Row, Metro Exodus, Time Splitters, and Dead Island. So here is the rumor. There's a couple rumors from them. A new Red Faction game may be announced. Now, this is based off of a June 4th Deep Silver announcement on Twitter that they would make an announcement during this Coke Primetime show. Now, they mention that this announcement is not related to Saints Row, Dead Island, Metro, or Time Splitters. So the reason why people are thinking Red Faction is because Red Faction was moved to Deep Silver around 2020 in some kind of trade-off from different companies, I guess when Embracer started coming in and embracing them tightly. Also, a new Dead Island game may be announced, you know, like that rumor said wouldn't happen that I just said. So, you know, take all this with a grain of salt. A lot of you, by the way, take everything everything with a grain of salt, but I will say watch your sodium levels, because that's bad. Make sure you're drinking lots of water. All right, next up from the Coke, K-O-C-H, I guess I should have spelled it. It sounds like I'm talking about just Cokes, and if you're Southern, I could be talking about any sort of soft drinks whenever you hear me say things like Coke. I could be talking about Pepsis, root beers, you know, because we don't, it's just all Coke where I'm at least in Texas. We don't call it soda. We don't call it pop. Anyway, you may hear more about the game Chorus, which I hate the logo because it looks like Chorvs. The U is like a V. It's some sort of space shooter game. So next up, the IGN Expo will be 1 p.m. Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time. And it's set to feature new game reveals, gameplay, and exclusive announcements. It's part of the Summer Game Fest, and you can watch it at IGN. Yeah, don't really know. I think they're just trying to say all this stuff is ours, too. Next up, Saturday, June 12th. So we're going to start working on the June 12th shows. The broadcast for Ubisoft Forward will be June 12th at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Now, there's a couple rumors going around. Now, this first set of rumors is based on a survey that was sent out to emails that's been flowing around to Ubisoft Uplay subscribers. Do they even call it Uplay anymore? I don't know anywhere. So, the cool thing about the, well, I guess cool thing for some people, they're changing up their subscription service, their streaming, well, not streaming game service, their game service. But there are rumors on top of this rumor, there's rumors within rumors, it's like rumorception, that Game Pass is going to take one of these iterations and attach it to their mech that kind of looks like something off of Power Rangers as Game Pass wanders through the place and destroys cities. It's like the bad Power Rangers, right? Okay. So first up, there are three categories. Ubisoft Plus Classic, which says in the description, play Far Cry 5 Gold Edition and over 100 games from 1986 to 2009 with our Ubisoft Plus Classic subscription. Plus, get a complete experience in our worlds with premium editions, including seasons, passes, and expansions. Now, this is the creme de la creme of Ubisoft stuff. Now, this is to 2019, so I guess you don't get the last 2 years, but... it says your access is to games released 18 months ago or before during your subscription. So, Far Cry 5, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Origins, things like that are in there. And you also get access to the main game and post-content launch for $9 a month. Pretty cool if you're a huge Ubisoft fan, or just wait until 18 months after a Ubisoft game releases and it's $10. Next up is Ubisoft Plus Lite, L-I-T-E. Now, this one is a 1986 to 2019 with over 100 games, but it's the main game only. You don't get any of that extra premium content, which makes up, like, what, 75% of the game after release? It's the game without DLC, is basically what it is. And finally, Ubisoft Plus Basic. And this one is 1986 to 2020, and it's $7 a month. I don't understand why one's 2019, one's 2020, but it's just access to the main game only. All right. So those are the things that we are possibly going to hear an announcement about. I would imagine if it is going to be used like the Yellow Ranger's saber-toothed tiger and attached to the leg of Game Pass, that it's only going to be Ubisoft Lite, if that. You know, maybe there's just a special like Game Pass version that's just way worse. All right, so that is going to be the Ubisoft rumor that I've really seen. I haven't seen a lot of Ubisoft rumors out there. Next up, Devolver Digital will have their presentation as part of the Summer Game Fest at 1:30 Pacific time, 4:30 3:30 Eastern time. Now, there's nobody really knows what's going to be released there. And if you have watched a Devolver Digital E3, you never know what to expect. They are fantastic. I'm sure we'll see Nina Struthers come back and just wreck house. I think she's, if you want, go back, if you haven't seen them, go back and watch all the Devolver Digital E3 announcements. They're a great satire on the gaming industry. It's a little like a trauma film at times, so be a little careful without any sort of nudity or anything, right? But go back, watch them. They're insane, and get yourself ready for the next part of the arc in this one. Next up, we're going to have a group called Guerrilla Collective. Now, they're doing a day one, which has already happened by the time this podcast comes out. Well, Guerrilla Collective is going to have day two. Now, Guerrilla Collective means gorilla, not like the primate, more like those, you know, underhand fighters in the jungle that don't follow Geneva conventions, which are really kind of like primates when they go to war, but with better sticks and stones. But anyway, they're going to feature games like Hello Neighbor 2, Loot River, Grime, Sable, and more. So expect things like that to happen. Next up, Gearbox Entertainment. Now, there is no exact time announced. This is from the Borderland devs, and there are rumors we might hear more about the Borderlands movie, but I haven't seen a whole lot. So that's going to be Saturday, June 12th, E3. That first day, we don't hear a lot usually. Sometimes Nintendo stealth releases things, but we're going to go through Nintendo at the end of this because they're on the last day. They save Nintendo for the end because they usually have one of the better E3 announcements anyway. But let's get into it. So this next one, Microsoft's Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase, has been, it's just got all the rumors. You can't go on the internet without accidentally finding a rumor. And a lot of these rumors have been overturned like 4 or 5 times. So Sunday, June 13th, the games, like the IGN pre-show starts at 8:45 Pacific time, but Microsoft shows up at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So I got to get a drink of water before we start this. I'm going to be talking forever about Microsoft. It's like they never end. First up, Microsoft has plans to acquire another company and announce that they have successfully dislocated their jaw and started to consume the company whole. We may see Microsoft like on the ground with it partially eaten. I'm not sure if it's going to like have already done the deal because you got to announce these things first. But here, there's a lot of rumors like who is Microsoft going to acquire next? Now, we heard earlier in the year that they were looking at Sega with hungry eyes, kind of like that Bugs Bunny cartoon where there are two guys on a deserted island and one looks at the other one and he looks like a chicken leg and the other one looks back and he looks like a hamburger. That's how Microsoft looks at video game companies nowadays, like a hungry cannibal. But we actually alluded to this in a previous episode as commercial with the acquisition trailer. I'm going to just play it so you know what we're talking about.
In a world where giant mega corporations also run gaming companies, sometimes things are not always as they seem.
Yes, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. We're here to talk about corporate metamorphosis. We've developed a theory that a company can get too big. You've heard of too big to fail, but what about too big to not turn into a giant amorphous blob monster that eats and acquires all the other companies? You think I'm crazy? Well, this is what the science tells us. You've been warned!
They should have listened.
There are parts of a giant corporate blob monster named Microsoft that is going around acquiring various companies. At first, this started slow with companies like Rare and Double Fine, but it appears that since they acquired, it seems Mojang Studios, the amorphous blob monster, has doubled in size. We're not sure who it will acquire next, but rumors are pointing to Obsidian, Sega, and Bethesda ZeniMax.
Don't worry, Sega and Obsidian, we're safe in here from Microsoft. I've developed this vault for just this kind of occasion. In fact, it's my 76th rendition. We're totally safe.
Microsoft, I hope you're right. Bethesda was not right.
We have to get out of the vault! Say that I'm stuck!
I've got you, Bethesda! Just get out! We're looking to get out of here!
No! Go without me! Get out while you can! Oh no! They have Obsidian! No! So scared. I think it's in here with me now.
Lamer Gamers presents The Acquisition. Listen to the episode on your favorite podcasting provider.
All right, hopefully you enjoyed that little bit of craziness from the past. We're going to include more stuff like that in the future once we kind of get back on our feet. Okay, next up, we're going to talk about what Clobrile, who is, he's a dude on Twitter. He knows things. Like, I've actually seen the guy legitimately leak stuff. I think you always see, like, Phil Spencer comment on things. But he claims that 5 new AAA titles will be announced this summer. So some of these are going to be expected titles, some are not. All right, so just got that one over with. Halo news. Halo Infinite is supposedly going to be shown by 343 Industries and has a massive graphics overhaul. Expect them to throw the ray tracings and all sorts of things to make Craig look fantastic. I think we need to have like a Craig makeover show, and Craig's going to come out and they're just going to come out and make fun of the way Craig looks and then just slap some makeup on him and everybody will be hitting on Craig. Who knows? Maybe that'll show up as a commercial in the future. I'll have to text that to Rowdy. Okay, so maybe expect that. But here's the big thing. The rumors are saying that they're going to announce the beta launch of Halo Infinite and its multiplayer mode to be playable after the showcase. So you could be getting your Craig on after the show. Next up to one of the 15,000 companies that they own. You know, when I hear 343 Industries, I just think that's the 343rd group that Microsoft owns at this point. But Compulsion Games is working on a new IP that's supposedly a mix between BioShock and Uncharted. Now, Phil Spencer is supposedly most excited about this. If he's saying he's excited, I would think we're going to hear something. Next up, Flight Simulator. It's supposed to be playable after the showcase for Xbox Series consoles. Now, there are a ton of rumors flying around the internet for a couple weeks now, like, oh, you can see the ESRB rating in some store in Bolivia, or I don't know if Bolivia is really where it's at, but I know I've seen things like that, that they're being rated, which means that we have a landing on Game Pass that will be imminent on the Xbox Series consoles. So, cool stuff. Also, rumors flying around, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 will have gameplay shown. Cool. Next up, Starfield. Oh my goodness, Starfield. Starfield. Everybody wants to talk about Starfield. There have been leaks of things from Starfield that were shown, like 3-year-old screenshots of the game, and people are like, oh, there's a sticker on the wall, maybe they're different groups, and that's really what's going to happen. It's a gang wars in the space. Who knows? But We have been told that it is more like Outer Wilds than Outer Worlds, which kind of bothers me. Now, just in case, for those of you that can't speak Texan and not sure what I just said, I tried to not use the accent as much. Granted, I don't have that strong of an accent. I say this, but somebody's going to point that out. But if you don't know what I'm talking about and you got confused by my accent, it's Outer Wilds, W-I-L-D-S. The S stands for sadness, because I don't want this to be a Groundhog's Day game. I'm a little worried. I think they're really talking about it's more exploration of different planets. I would prefer to maybe have Starfield be more like a Mass Effect than an Outer Wilds. Outer Wilds was cool to look at, but it was a puzzle game more than anything. All right, next up, Elder Scrolls 6. It's going to be talked about, but apparently it's a long ways off. This rumor comes from everyone on the internet, but there are also people saying it won't be talked about. Whatever. I think it'll be discussed, and maybe we'll be shown a teaser to give us some story context similar to how Avowed was shown off. I don't think there's really going to be anything else personally, but hey, somebody reach out to Todd Howard and have him prove me wrong. Next up is Avowed. Now, Avowed is in the middle or far into development, according to a post on LinkedIn from Constant Gall, who is the senior area designer at Obsidian, currently working on Avowed. Now, this has been taken down, so there is some legitimacy to this. So a lot of times when a game developer is through with a certain segment of game, they posted on LinkedIn just to kind of stay up to date. Well, Constant posted, during pre-production and during production, as they were talking about being a region director, creating various regional content. Now, if you don't know, Avowed is based off of the Pillars of Eternity world, so there's a lot of work to make sure that the game adheres to that, it seems. And I'm super excited about it being part of Pillars. Avowed is going to be like the most excitable thing that you're going to hear me talking about over the next however long this takes to get released. If you don't know, Pillars of Eternity 2 and Deadfire are my favorite games of all time, and having a very Skyrim-esque style game based in that world is mind-numbingly awesome to me. Next up, Grounded. Grounded is supposed to be taken out of beta with some big updates. Very cool. Next up, Outer Worlds 2 is going to be shown during E3, or at least teased. We'll see. I think they'll maybe say, hey, guys. We're working on Outer Worlds 2. Aren't you excited? That's pretty much all we're going to get. Next up, another rumor that has been going around the world, really, because people just keep coming up with different places it's going to happen in. Forza Horizon is going to be announced, and it'll be based in Mexico, according to some lamers on Twitter and Reddit. Now, not the lamers we'll be talking about during Bonus Point, you know, some people on Twitter and Reddit. All right. Oh, what's that? Breaking news. This just in, someone on 4chan confirmed that they know some dude working at Microsoft and that Starfield is completely finished. This is fantastic news that we might actually get to play this game by fall 2021. Oh. Okay, I just got another update from Lamer HQ. It looks like the previous rumor was a lie. Well, that was quick and disappointing. Speaking of disappointing, let's move on to the next conference. Square Enix. All right, so we're done with the Microsoft stuff. Let's get to Square. Rumors that... I can't read this. I can't read this one because it's fake. It's completely fake. Sorry, had something in my throat. Avengers will have an update that will make it a good game. Sources tell me this is a total lie, and they're actually just making content due to contractual obligations at this point. So yeah, expect Avengers DLC. Also, a lot of things will not really be announced at E3 from Square. A lot of people are saying that they're going to announce it during PS Now in July and hang out with their buddies at Sony. But the thing that is being teased by, once again, random people online, Guardians of the Galaxy. And hopefully it is staying far, far away from the Avengers developers. We shall see. Okay, guys, so rounding out the rest of the day on June 13th, we have the PC Gaming Show, Future Game Show, and Warner Brothers Games is going to release, going to talk about Back 4 Blood. Cool stuff. If you're into, you know, hanging out with friends and shooting zombies. All right, let's move on to June 14th on Monday. You can expect to see things from Mythical Games. Is that like the Mythical shows, like Mythical Kitchen? And I forgot the other one. I like Mythical Kitchen, by the way. I really like that series. It's fun. And a group called Freedom Games. We're get all the... There's really not much on the this day that's all that exciting, to be honest. June 14th also has Razer is going to, I guess, announce PC and gaming exclusives or accessories with, who knows, 1,000 more RGB lights. We'll just say you heard this exclusive rumor here first. Then we'll have Capcom on that day. And I can't find times for these, so I apologize. Just kind of sit around and look at the internet and maybe you'll find it. Now, Capcom supposedly has Dragon's Dogma 2 in development using the Resident Evil engine. We'll see. A lot of people be excited about that. Then Monster Hunter Rise is going to get some DLC stuff announced because they love money. And any Monster Hunters game needs DLC, right? Monsters go rar. That's what I have down in my notes, and it's legit. Take-Two Interactive is going to have something they announce, and then nobody cares that Verizon and Intellivision will be featured. Because who cares? All right, and it looks like the final day, Tuesday, June 15th, we will see Nintendo's Nintendo Direct, and then Treehouse Live will follow after. Now, this is going to start at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time. And I'm going to take another swig of water because I don't know. We'll see if I believe any of this. There are rumors, guys. You've probably heard them because they get thrown at you every 10 seconds. The Switch Pro is going to be announced for $299 and will release in September or October. There is a chance this may be announced before the Direct to kind of get that get everybody excited about that and then look for the games that day. So I've looked through a lot of rumors on this. I mean, they're everywhere. A lot of the rumors focus on 4K output, which honestly the Switch is starting to need at this point. I honestly think 2K output, you know, 1440p would be fine with a target of even 1200p. But a lot of TVs don't really have 1440p as a preset or monitors. So it's a little tricky. It would basically just upscale whatever it puts out at 4K. So that's the rumor. And some of this output is apparently, like I said, upscaled. So people are seeing this fight right now. Because if you look at the consoles, you have Nintendo, which uses NVIDIA's Tegra chips. And then you have AMD with RDNA 2 and RDNA whatever Sony is on the Xbox and the Sony. So there are talks that, you know, right now, if you're paying attention to any gaming news, AMD just released the Fidelity FX super resolution like demo, and it's pretty legit. If you watch the video, If you watch the still frames, it's not as impressive, but the video made it pretty legit looking in comparison. But there's a fight going on right now for the next gen, which is, you know, we know ray tracing is coming up, right? But ray tracing is really going to need a lot of these AI-focused up-conversion softwares or technologies. And DLSS is actually hardware-focused. It uses things like called tensor cores, whereas FidelityFX doesn't necessarily call for that stuff. So there's a lot of rumors going around that maybe they're going to throw in a tensor core or something in there. I don't know if they'll go that far, but maybe you'll see NVIDIA's approach to something similar to FidelityFX that does not require specific hardware. Don't take this as a rumor, but rather the musings of a tech nerd basing this off of other rumors. All right, next up, not really next up, but so I forgot to mention these Nintendo Switch rumors, like that it's actually coming out. They have been, quote unquote, confirmed by a random person in Best Buy chat and a French retailer. Totally legit. Now, if you know anything about chats or working as tech support, which I used to work as a tech support person back in the day, they don't always know everything. But apparently the one guy was asking the Best Buy employees, like, hey, can you look up this thing for me? And confirmed it. All right. And more about the Nintendo Switch rumor, we have... I can't read this thing on a safe podcast. I'm going to say it like how I don't think it is. El analista de bits. So like analyst, that's what we're going to assume it is, but that's not how it's spelled. Claims that they would put up a video comparing the new Switch to the old Switch, but then it disappeared. They made a community tab for this on YouTube. Then that disappeared. Then they deleted everything, and that disappointed a whole bunch of Nintendo fans. Now, this person has apparently done this in the past where they like showed the PlayStation 5 and what it's going to look like compared to the PlayStation 4. They used emulators, but it was pretty close. Now, this could be true. This person could have some knowledge. But Nintendo is one of those companies that I think works different than the other ones. You know, a lot of these leaks and rumors and things are put out by Microsoft or put out by Sony or put out by gaming companies a lot of times just to see what the reaction is. I think Nintendo might have gotten a hold of this person and the middle of the night and their lawyers slash ninjas came by and used the powers of cease and desist to silence their target. That is my assumption on what happened. But I didn't say that because I don't want Nintendo coming after me. Next up, Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 will be shown at E3 according to Jeff Grubb. I think there will be a lot of angry people if not. Okay, and then we have a 4chan leak that there's going to be a game called Mario Kart Maximum. And it's not so much a new game, but like a compilation of all the characters and tracks. I don't believe any of this, and people are already saying some of the pictures that came with it are completely fake. But, you know, just letting some of y'all know in case you're one of those people that are like Mulder from X-Files, just staring at a UFO poster whispering, I want to believe, right? So, next up, Mario plus Rabbids may be on the way. Now, I like this. I was really a fan of the game. Yeah. If you heard in our disclaimer at the beginning, that story where I said we're not responsible for hurricanes that put you in houses full of spiders, that's actually how I played this game. Played it while evacuating from Hurricane Harvey and stayed at a relative's place in their pool house. And that pool house, they were like working on closing up completely, but it was full of spiders. So hopefully, you know, you don't have to play Mario plus Rabbids 2 during a 500-year hurricane and getting bit by spiders at night. That was the worst DLC for the game. And finally, the last of the Nintendo news before we get to pretty much the last group. We'll talk about Bandai Namco after this. The last bit of Nintendo news is from a leaker named Zippo. Don't know who this was, but apparently people say that person's legit. So there's going to be a new 2D Metroid developed by Mercury Steam. It's complete and waiting to be announced. It runs a smooth 60 frames per second. Then we'll see a new 2D Donkey Kong developed by EPD Tokyo for its 40th anniversary. It will not be a continuation of the Country series, and it will supposedly launch this year. If it does not have the Donkey Kong wrap, I'm not buying it. Next up, Fire Emblem will have a new one, and it might be a remake of Genealogy of the Holy War. Sure. And that will just cause the next Smash Brother to have 20 more Fire Emblem characters. Then we'll have a sequel to Super Mario Party, supposedly launching this holiday. Now, Mario Party just came out with like a surprise update that gave it online capabilities. Maybe they were just doing that as a test. Who knows? And then more 99 games based off of 8-bit arcade games such as Donkey Kong. So that is it for the Nintendo rumors. Let us know on Twitter what you think at LamerGamersCast. Okay. Bandai Namco, which I think people are stupidly excited about. Sure. The first one is that, well, first off, they're going to show Scarlet Nexus. It's not really a rumor. I don't know why people are saying that's a rumor. I played the Scarlet Nexus demo, which was fantastic, actually. It has really fun playing mechanics that remind me of a more RPG-focused Nier game. It has a lot of cool combos and stuff. Really enjoyed it so far. Okay, let's get to what people want to hear. Elden Ring will be shown at Summer Games Fest. Now, this is from the same person that leaked Final Fantasy Origin to the YouTuber Souls Hunt, but no mention of gameplay or anything else. Okay, we just got something in. Elden Ring is finished and will be shown at Bandai Namco's event, according to some guy that responded to Souls Hunt's YouTube video. Okay, change of plans. Elden Ring will not be shown. This according to... Okay, guys, I think they get the joke. Enough with the music and rumor updates every 10 seconds. Anyway, this final rumor I got from an anonymous tipster named Rufus that Elden Ring will feature a special precious edition. There will only be one, and according to the writing written on the inside of the disc when holding it over a fire, that no tricksy false hobbitses will be allowed to purchase, for they are both tricksy and false. I mean, that sounds kind of racist, but you know, you heard it here first. A Lamer Gamers exclusive. Now, on to the bonus round of E3. Bonus round is basically stuff that's not E3. Steam is going to have something called the Next Fest, June 16th to June 22nd. It used to be called Steam Game Festival, and it's going to be multiple days. It kicks off June 16th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to go on through the 22nd. Then we have EA Play Live, which is going to be July 22nd, since apparently they're skipping E3. I didn't say that earlier, but I don't care. And it's going to showcase some games so they don't have to be compared to good announcements at E3, maybe. I'm sure you'll hear more about whichever next number is for Battlefield, FIFA, and Madden. Okay, guys, now I think it's time for bonus points. After the break, we're going to go to bonus points where we reached out to a bunch of lamers on Twitter to ask you, what is the most secret thing you know that is going to happen at E3? You'll hear it after the break. No. started giving out some bonus points. If you like what we're doing, drop on by our Twitter at LamerGamersCast and give us a follow. That way you can keep up with us when everything goes wrong. You know, like hurricanes and my back trying to break and my iliopsoas muscle trying to run away from me and Rowdy's working all the time. So, you know, stuff, explosions, dishwasher with snakes, you know, stuff that tends to happen and make episodes not happen. But you can also join in the fun by replying to the bonus points topic we post up on Twitter, usually every other Friday or Thursday. Also, if you like the show and you want to give us a tip or buy us a coffee, because we run this show just straight off of adrenaline from coffee, go to Coffee, that's K-O-F-I, and look for the Lamer Gamers and, you know, give us a tip. All right, guys, so first up, we have our... We're going to go through, and these are rumors that we asked, because we have the best sources on Twitter. We have the best people there that told us all sorts of rumors that they know. So, first up, our first anonymous rumor person is Rowdy. He's totally anonymous. Rowdy5000 says, Nintendo is going to announce that this is the year of Waluigi. We'll see. I mean, it would be kind of cool, actually. I'd be okay with it. Waluigi is left alone. So we'll see what happens with that. Next up, we have Omega C Studio. That is on Twitter. Good artist. Go check out their art. Says that that there is going to be a Kirby donut. I think they were just announcing some things about Kirby donuts, and it was National Donut Day. Next up, we have Japan Lover at Japan Lover 79 says Tinder is going to announce a new game studio from based on the hit show The Bachelor. Investors are excited about all the cosmetics being inside loot boxes. The game is coming to mobile and Roku this fall. I could see some YouTubers totally being all over that. That's a fun one. Next up, The Heckin' Call podcast at The Heckin' Call says Elder Scrolls 6 is a mobile exclusive. You know, don't do that. Don't do that. Bad Heckin' Call podcast. Heckin' bad. Japan Lover 79 said that would just put Bethesda out of business. The fans would rage so hard. I mean, I would not be surprised because we saw that Blades game. Ugh. Next up, Hammerfist Gaming, who you can find at Tech It to the Max, I believe on Twitch too, says Metroid Prime gameplay on the super duper Nintendo Switch Pro that will break the internet. Followed by Project X Talk saying Banjo-Kazooie 3 is coming to Xbox and Nintendo Switch. We'll see if it actually happens. Anthony Shelton at I Am Shelton, who is the host and producer for Gaming Trend, their YouTube, says Game Pass is coming to Nintendo Switch with Nintendo games. Mm-hmm. Sure it is. Would totally believe it. Nerds Amalgamated. So it's at NA Amalgamated. They are a podcast, says we might get another PlayStation console. Yeah, there are some rumors flying around that they're going to have another PlayStation console announced in like a year. I don't know why, but, you know, people say things. At Lucas Egan, who is the digital content producer of the Review Journal and Land Parties podcast co-host, says Halo Infinite on the Switch. You know, I would be okay with this because the gyro aiming. I love me some gyro aiming. I'm going to make that right now. Xbox releases a gyro controller attachment. Can we make this happen? Can somebody will this into existence? I know Rowdy 5000 hates it, but he's wrong. All right. So Omega C Studio says that they would eat a grunt for that to happen. Nice. Nerds Amalgamated says Half-Life 3. Just says Half-Life 3. Which Omega C responded, that's like hitting below the belt. Now, Nerds Amalgamated does say, you know, given the success of Alex, you could think that a game should be coming. And I agree. I would actually like to see Alex on a console and maybe rig up something to work. I don't know. All right, we have a Gamer Looks at 40 podcast says, Bloodborne remaster for the Switch complete with difficulty sliders. There would be some people so mad about this. I mean, that's close to blasphemy for a lot of people out there. They want their games to not be playable, right? Omega C added another rumor. Omega C is a good, totally reliable with those rumors, right? Posted Mega Man Legends 3. Now, I personally think this needs to be in VR because what would make you want to throw up more than playing a janky 3D Mega Man game? I could not imagine how horrifying that would actually be to play. All right, let's go ahead and get some more. We have next up, the Midwest Meltdown says, Cyberpunk 2078. Now, you know, you could see that. That could happen. Like, we're just going to get rid of 2077. We're going to move on to the next year. I mean, they have come out and said that they're going to fix the game and it's going to be bought by people for the next 10 years, which it might. People still buy the game. It's sitting on my shelf lonely. Well, I say lonely. It's on a shelf with a bunch of other games collecting dust, waiting for the next gen update. Harley Bashaw at Rider's Flood, who is the works with Better or Worse Studios, says Ocarina of Time open world remake, which I would be totally down with. New Dad Gaming Podcast let us know that the Game Boy SP Classic in the same form factor with 100 of the best Game Boy Advance games loaded on it would be released. I mean, this guy needs to be working for Nintendo, or they might be, or they might know somebody's like mother's uncle's cousin's third removed aunt that does. Yeah, I think that's how that works, right? But next up we have the Lamppost Gaming, who you can find on Twitter. On Twitter and Twitch. Says, I'm hoping for something left field. I want Nintendo to announce a new Earthbound. So just so you know, guys, when y'all come looking to blame somebody, it's been spoken. Earthbound at E3. The Lamppost 2 is my secret source that will definitely 100% happen, but there's a chance it might not. So go blame the Lamppost. Go to his Twitch and blame him. Just let him know that you heard that over at Lamer Gamers. Next up, we have Matt Varish at VG Lore Podcast. Says, Nintendo and Apple have joined forces to create the next phone handheld console, the iSwitch. Now, there were rumors going around for a while when Nintendo was getting all like, oh, we're going to move all of our games mobile, and then they released that Mario Kart Run game that nobody played. Yeah. All right, so that's it for that round. Let's see if we got any more on the Twitters. I believe that might be it from Twitter. Actually, I was wrong. There's one left from at More Than a Podcast, or More at a Podcast. More Than a Podcast says, they'll say they're hard at work at getting Elden Ring done, but for dedicated fans, they have something special to hold us over. Cue the Cleric Beast theme with Ultra 4K player trailer, and then they'll say Bloodborne Remastered will be released today. So he says that those are facts because they would never spread gossip or rumors. Totally gospel. All right, guys, so that is it. We did have one by Drew, which I made part of a ridiculous thing inside the podcast over him over at GW in the Lamer Gamers Discord. But anyway, that is it for the show. Thank you for listening. We should have Rowdy 5000 back next time. We're going to try to release one next week. It is the summer of lame, which means that I'm off work. I mean, technically I worked all last week writing curriculum. But we're going to try to get you something weekly, whether that is a stream on Twitch, which we'll start getting that back up soon. I might start bringing back some things that were popular over there when we put them on YouTube. So anyway, thank you guys for listening to the show, sharing it with the lamers you know, and we will see you next time on the Lamer Gamers Podcast.